Welcome to Podcast JCI. I'm Mike DiLonardo with JCI Atlanta, here with Lars Haglund, 2006 JCI World President. Lars, it's really great to see you. What brings you to Atlanta?
Well, it's I'm here on a conference. I'm in the human resource business, and we have the largest international conference here in Atlanta this week. And I thought it would be great to connect with the local JCs while I was here.
Well, it's great to have you. So our listeners can get to know you better. Tell me about your JC career.
Well, I became a member in 1993 in a local chapter in a small town in Denmark. I became a member because I wanted to meet people who were different from me and people who really wanted to be better. Young people, professionals from all kind of businesses, who together could do something great for each other. And at that time, I joined this local chapter, and I became a local president in 1996 of the chapter. We were a very small chapter, and I grew about, 300% that year, which was not many members, but at least we grew 300%. And it was a great eye-opener for me, because I've been very local-oriented the first couple of years I was a member. And then in 1996, of course, I became aware of the national organization in Denmark, where we have 67 chapters. At that time, I think we had about 2,000 members. And of course, I became involved in a lot of activities there. I attended my first international event as the European Conference in Greece. I was really, really highly motivated and started a European project that worked all over Europe for 3 years. And then I went, I was elected for national office and was first vice president, responsible for a region. Then executive vice president, responsible for a third of the country, and then incoming national president. I was lucky to get elected for that for 1999, and in 2000 I was the national president of JCI Denmark, and that was also a great opportunity. Over the years, I was getting more and more involved internationally, and there was a lot of opportunities for me to travel, to do training, and to meet and interact with a lot of our members around Europe and also the rest of the world. So in 2000, while I was national president, I made the decision that I wanted to run for the international board, and I was a vice president in 2001, assigned to Eastern Europe. I was asked by the world president that time before the election, so the candidate for president, where I wanted to be assigned. So I said, you know, it doesn't matter. I'm native Danish speaking, which is only 5 million people in the world who speak Danish, but my English is pretty okay, and I like to do training and speeches and so on. So as long as it's an English speaking country that I'm assigned to, it doesn't really matter. So he assigned me to France and Turkey and Bulgaria, Croatia, Slovenia, Hungary, Belarus, Russia, Georgia. And it was kind of non-English speaking, but it was a great learning experience for me, being able to work with the members who saw the world completely different. Many of them new national organizations where I can use my skills as a manager and a consultant to help them grow their national organizations. In 2002, I was elected for executive vice president, assigned to the Americas, being responsible for all the national organizations here, from Canada North to Argentina South. And that was a great experience, really working here. And I think I traveled to 17 or 18 countries in the region that year, and many of them several times, which was a great experience, learning how things were done here, both in the U.S., but also in many of the Latin American countries and the Caribbean countries. I was in 2003, I was responsible for membership growth and development around the world, worked with an international team. And in 2004, I was the first JCI University Director. At that time, we decided to create a corporate university for JCI, and I had the chance to be the first starting that up, which was a great opportunity. And then I was lucky to be elected as JCI President for 2006.
Well, that leads me to my next question. 2006 must have been an amazing year for you. Give me some of the highlights.
Well, of course, the first highlight is that I was a super professional JC that year. I was not doing anything else, and it was my first year where I didn't have to do first 60 hours at work and then 40 hours at JC's plus traveling in the weekends. So it was actually kind of relaxing just to have one thing to focus on during that year. I had the opportunity to travel a lot. I visited 46 different countries plus 44 states in the U.S. And I had the opportunity to work with members there, meet a lot of celebrities and great business leaders, and most importantly, a lot of our members. Who it really humbles me to see how much and how well we're doing in many parts of the world. And I had the opportunity to meet with the foreign minister of Japan, the president of Taiwan. I met with the several prime ministers in Africa and presidents in Africa. I think the record in one country was 11 ministers in one day. So there was a lot of great things, a lot of media interviews, a lot of photos taken with members and others. I remember Burkina Faso, where I had they actually took 3,000 pictures in 2.5 days, which was kind of a lot of pictures. They have 4 photographers following us all the time and took 1 billion pictures. It was very, very nice. But it's there's a lot of highlights during the year, and still now we're in June 2007. I still really haven't processed everything, and I'm not really able to single out one single event. But right. It's just been a great opportunity.
Now, as you mentioned, it may be a little too early to tell, but how has your life changed as a result of being world president?
First of all, it has given me patience. When you travel, and when you're in 1 year entirely in the hands of others, because when I was visiting a place, they took care of everything. I was, they even picked me up in the airplane and carried my suitcase and told me where to go next, who to speak to, what kind of gifts to receive, what kind of gifts to give, and what kind of speeches to speak. And so I was really in the hands of others. Of course, I had my own agenda, and I follow that, but it was a good experience to for me at least. I only have a few virtues, and patience is not one of them. So being in the hands of others was really a good thing for me. I think I also learned humbleness, because when you travel as a president, in many places you're received as a king. I've been driving Rolls Royces in most of the countries. I had bodyguards following me. We had police escort, that's a very good way of polishing your ego. But to be able to have success in a job like as a JCI president, you really have to take care that you control the ego, and I spent that. I think I did pretty well with that during the year, and we had a lot of fun, and most importantly, we created a lot of great results for the organization, which was why I was elected.
Now, going back a little bit, tell me about your professional career, what you were doing when you started in the JCs, and what you're currently doing and in the future.
When I joined JCI in 1993, I was in the hotel industry. I started my own company a couple of years before, 23 years young, and trying to change the entire hospitality industry. And I was at that time managing different restaurants, and it was my entire world. I was completely focused on my business. I was working 6 days a week and only 12 hours the last day the seventh day. And whenever I had a vacation, it was visiting restaurants, seeing hotels, exploring what new to learn. I was really, a hospitality geek. But I decided, at that time, I thought I need to see a different world, and I need to get acquaintances somewhere else. And that's why I joined JCI at that stage. I continued to work in the hospitality business until 2000. During the first years, I started a restaurant chain, and the last 4 years, until from 96 to 2000, I was managing a hotel a pretty large hotel in Denmark, and still running my consultancy businesses as well. And in 2000, I changed into the human resource field and created a company called Keys to Passion, where we do strategic facilitation for large corporations. Which means that we help them figure out where they want to go, what they want to do, where their future market is, and then we help them close the gap from where they are to where they want to be in the competency field. So we do a lot of leadership development, a lot of sales development, a lot of team alignment and performance improvement. And I've been doing that since with some of the greatest companies in the world.
Getting back to some JC business, the UN summit is coming up in New York City. Myself and Mike Malkasian will be representing JCI Atlanta. Can you explain what is going to go on and what we are hoping to accomplish with this summit?
Well, the theme of the conference is keeping the promise towards the Millennium Development Goals. United Nations put up some goals for the world for 2015, where they want to eradicate poverty, and they put up 9 different objectives. And then JCI has been working and trying to align our products, our projects within these 9 different areas. So the conference in the United Nations is really to follow up on how we're doing, to express as well to the United Nations, so that they can see what we have been doing. I think over the last 10 years we've probably done 5,000 to 8,000 projects in that area. So it's really a lot of projects, and we try to really walk the talk. While we're saying we want our members to do projects. That's how you develop as a leader. But why we do projects, we want them to benefit something else. So the main purpose of our organization is not necessarily to work on the Millennium Development Goals, but it's really to give our members opportunities to do meaningful projects. Because if you want to develop yourself as a leader, and if you want to develop yourself as a citizen, it's not something you can learn in a classroom. You do not learn it through networking experiences, but you have to. You really have to. It's like learning how to swim. You can't learn it in a classroom. You have to get in the water and swim. And it's exactly the same with leadership and project management. You can only do it if you do projects and if you lead great projects. So we're reporting back to the United Nations, and we will be addressed with some of the leaders. We are still expecting to be addressed by the United Nations Secretary General during the 3 days there, and we think it's a great opportunity both for members to see how the United Nations works, and also for us to build an even stronger relationship with the United Nations.
I'm really looking forward to that. Now, it's been really great to see you again, Lars, and JCI Atlanta will have a good delegation in Turkey this year, so we look forward to seeing you there. And thank you for taking the time for this interview, and enjoy the rest of your time here in Atlanta.
Thank you very much, Mike. It was a great opportunity to speak with you, and I'm looking forward to see many of the great Atlanta, JCI Atlanta members all around the world. I know that you travel a lot, and I also know that you invited the world to Atlanta in the end of July, and I know that a lot of people from around the world are looking forward to that, and I'll be your greatest ambassador for that project.
Well, we certainly appreciate that. Yes, you're right. JCI MetNet 2007 will be hosted here in Atlanta on July 27th through the 29th. All are invited, and I welcome you to check out either our website at jciatlanta.org or jcimetro.org for more information. Thank you again to Lars Haglund, and you are listening to Podcast JCI with Mike DiLonardo of JCI Atlanta. Thank you.